You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Now we're Siyata Deshmaya. We're holding by Kaddish. Understanding Yiskado V'Yiskadosh Shemei Rabba. We discussed last week how the Gemara in Brochas Daf Gimel and Aleph from Yaisi Eliyahu Hanavi Yehei Shemei HaGodo Mevorach and the Bali Atosis the bottom of Gimel and Aleph Maseches Brochas bought the Machs of Vitri Talmud from the base Medrash of Rashi quoting Meshay. That base menrish, that what's the taich? What do we mean when we say Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach? Yehi Shmei Rabba. Dehainu Yehi Shem Yud Hei should be Rabba. Aposig in Perk Yud Zayin in Mishalach. In the aftermath of Mechemes Amolek, Hashem says what? Ki Yado Keis Ka Mechamal Hashem Amolek Midor Dor. Once Amolek emerged onto the world stage, henceforth until Yemos Mashiach and Krisis Zarushal Amolek, we know that the shame of Hashem is not Sholem, and the Kisei of Hashem is not Sholem. The sense of sovereignty and kingship of the Almighty is sorely lacking, is deficient, Kamayochel, because of the presence of what the Rambam Sefer Chinuch writes, the Shorash Hara in the world. Amalek, who the Ramban writes, they have to be destroyed because they went not only after Klal Yisrael, but they went after the name of Hashem's greatness in this world. Ein lecha chilo shem shemayim kazu, on the heels of Shomu Omim Yergozin, the world heard Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayishma Yisro, he did something about it. Mashmua Shoma Vaba. Machlokes Tanom, Rashi cites, and Zvachim Kavdesainam and Aleph. But everybody else heard Shomim Omim Yergosin, and they said, we're going to defile and profane the name of the Almighty in the world. In the Chashim Shoim, they fought and waged war not only against the Jewish people, but against the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. Thus writes the Ramban, they have to be utterly destroyed. So writes the Machzav Itrei, we want Amalek to be destroyed once and for all. Yehei Shmei Rabba, the shame of Hashem should be made Rabba, should be made great once again. The shame of Yud and Hey, after it's been curtailed, it's been made somewhat abbreviated. We want the full glory to be restored yet again, and thus we want the shame Yud Hey to be made Rabba. The Bali Tosis didn't like it. The Pashas of the Gemara and Brocha says, Yehi Shem HaGodo Mevorach, that it's all one continuous phrase. The Matzav Itri understands it's really two components, Yehi Shmei Rabba, and then Mevorach, the Olam Ol Me'amayim. No, Yehi Shmei HaGodo Mevorach, that's the phrase as it appears in Brocha's Daf Gimel. It's clearly mashma, like the way the Bali Tosis learned, and we'll see both brought down by the Torah, that it's really the great name of Hashem should be blessed forever and ever, which means, as the Rashba writes, Chedushah Godus Brachas Av Zayin Amad Aleph, Nefeshachayim is Maruch. We're not blessing Hashem Yisbaruch. We're continuously recognizing Him as the Makor, as the source of all Brach in the world. The more you recognize and fully appreciate how Hashem Yisbaruch Einon Mavado as the sole exclusive source of all the Shefa Bruch in the world, that's Ma'ora to Sefer's Bruch on Billy Dai, then arouses and awakens, it triggers more Brucha the more you recognize that all the Brucha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amela Vatsi Hishem HaGodol, the great name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Mavarach, we should recognize it, and the whole world should recognize it, the Olam Ol Me'amayah for all of eternity. So we mentioned, perhaps we wanted to suggest, that every time in Kedusha Musaf, what do we say? Ayei Mekom Kevodo. So perhaps you see out there, Shmai wanted to suggest, what's Ayei Mekom Kevodo? Out of all words, what's Eifo Mekom? What's Ayei? I know, you know what's missing? The covenant of Hashem is lacking. Why? Because the Kisei is missing an Aleph. It's not Sholem. It's Yad Al Kiska. We need the Aleph to be Mashlim, the Kisei. And what do we need to be Mashlim? And the Shem of Ayah, Vav and Hey. So we have the Chido. No, there's Evo, the Moshe Vlo. But we mentioned Rav Naftali Mirupshitz. Rav Naftali Mirupshitz says, based on the Zohar Kaddish, right now the essence, the Shem Atzma Makadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Avai Yud Kei Vav Hei, Yud Kei Vav Kei, but in the future it's going to be what? It's going to be Eke Asher Eke, the name that will be in the future. V'haya B'yamahu, Yiyah Shem Echadosh Baruch Hu. Yiyah, Dehainu, it's going to go from Yud Hei Vav and then another Hei, and the Vav will be transformed into a Yud, and it'll be Yiyah. Meloch, the one name that's the same, the name essence of Hashem, is Yud Kei Vav Kei, that one day is going to be Yud Hei, and then Yud, and then another Hei, Yihyeh, and that's going to be the name of Hashem Losolovo. Then writes, when I'm telling you, Rabshitz, Avahayah B'yomahu, Yihyeh Hashem Echad Shmo Echad. So what's lacking as long as Amalek's in the world? We're missing a Yud and a Hei. We have Yishmei Shem Yud Hei. It's missing the Yud and a Hei. Ayei Mekom Kavodo. Ayei Aleph Yud and Hei. Aleph, I need you to come. Where's the covenant of Hashem? I need you to come and be Mashalim, the Kisei of Hashem. And add you the Aleph to make the Kisei Shalei. And I need the Yud and Hey to be Mashlim, the Yud and Hey of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make it here. So I can be Mashlim in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rav Shitzur, we didn't mention the Gematria last week, but we mentioned it in the past. Our Rav Shitzur says, that's why we always wish a Chosam Kala, the Zibuk should be Ola Yafa. So what does it mean, the Zibuk, a Chosam Kala getting married, should be Ola Yafa? It should be, out of all the words, Yafa, beautiful. It can say anything. We say Kala Neva Chasuduk, Sivus Yudzai, and why is it Ola Yafa? Explains the Rav Shitzur Gevaldik. Says, what zivug are we talking about? The ultimate zivug is the zivug of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know B'sochem Davnun Amad Aleph Zeh Shmi Liolam Zeh Zichri L'Dor Dor. And right now we have Shem Havaya Yudke Vavke. And how do we pronounce it? We're enjoined from enunciating the actual vocalization. So what do? We pronounce it with the Shem Adnus Aleph Dalanun Yud. So what do we want? We want a tziruf of Adnus and Havaya. Every time somebody answers Amen, go to Ha'ana Amen Yosem and Baruch, because the one making the bracha writes the chida according to Zera Baruch. You make a bracha, you say the Shem Adnus, and you think in the Shem Avayas. There's a discrepancy between the two. When you answer Amen, Amen is Gematria Alpha Menun, Gematria 91, 91 is Adnus, Aleph Delanun Yud 65, with Havaya, which is 26. So, but according to the Rav Shitzur, no, the name of Hashem, and we want it to be the shame of Yehiyah. And now what's the difference between Havaya, Gematria 26, and Yehiyah, Gematria 34? So when you have 91, 91 is Yudke Vavke 26, with Adonis, which is Aleph Dalanun Yud 65. 65 and 26 is 91. We want the name of Hashem to be Ola Yafa. We want the Zivug of the two names of God, the name of Adonis 65, to be Ola Yafa with Havaya. We want the future to roll around. In the future, the name of Havaya will be transformed into Yehiyah, and another 4. If you add another 4 to 91, you get 95, Gematria Yafet. Writes the Rav Shitzur, the Zivug should be Ola Yafet. The Zivug of Adnus 65 should be Ola Yafet. It shouldn't be Ola. I mean, it shouldn't be Ola 91. It should be Ola Yafet. We want the name of Hashem, I'll be the Zohar, to be Yehiyah. Yehiyah is Gematria 30. 30 and 65 is 95. Zivug Ola Yafet. If you make a Chosim Kala happy, let's piggyback on the Rav Shitzur. Ambrokos da Vav Amar Beis. Amar Chavar Ravuno Konan Amisur Eschos Veinim Asam Chavar B'chemisha Kolos. Vim Samcha Masachoro. Amri Shimon Levi Zokratosh and Nav Chemisha Kolos. Amri Rabal Kilo Kiptoda. Amri Nechama Yitzchak. Kilo Bona Achas Michorbos Yishalayim. You build up the runes. Why? Chosim Kala is, this is Hashlam already. You're taking two things that were apart, that were separated, and now you're bringing them together, right? The Maral and Etzach Yisrael, the greatest Simch in the world, is a Chasana. Why? Because they're two halves in a Shoma that belong together, that originally started together. They were separated, they were broken apart, and the whole Tachas is to get them back together again. And that's the whole story of the Chorban. We belong with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had to separate us, get divorced from us, kick us out of the land, and the whole job is getting back together again. When you celebrate the Chosam Kala re-emerging as one, it's Kilu, you're building up the Churban of Yerushalayim, the separation. The more you separate, the Zivuk should be Ola Yafet. When you recognize the Simcha of the Chasana, it's as if you're building up the Churban Yerushalayim, you recognize the importance of taking things that belong together, that were together, and you have to rejoin them. We want to be rejoined together with you. Hashem is the Chosam, we is the Kala. We got separated, we got divorced, we had a golus, we had a churban. We want to come back and build up the churbos of Yerushalayim. We want the zivug to be Ola Yafa 95, Adonus with Yehiyah 95. Hence, Ayei Mekom Kavodah. Where's the covenant? We want the Aleph restored to the Kisei, and the Yudin restored to the Shem Hashem. So here we have a tour. A tour in Orchayim Simon and Vav. Yiskada v'yiskadash. Why do we start with such a terminology? Based on the Novi Yecheskel, as we mentioned last week, Laman Cheskel Gimel. V'yiskadalti v'yiskadashti le'inei ha'goyim ha'omer b'machem is gogo mogel. Now let's focus on this Nakuda. The Kaddish, we call it the Kaddish, and we'll have to talk eventually why it's called Kaddish. It's not even something that appears in the Gemara. Nowhere in the Gemara do we have Kaddish. We'll talk about Kedusha de Sidra, and it's not even called the Yiskadol. It's called Hashem the Kaddish, which Mishnah we'll get to. But why do we begin Kaddish, Yiskadol, the Yiskadish? And we'll have to talk about Yiskadil, the Yiskadesh, the various Menhagim. Is it with the Patach? Is it with the Tzeri? All different Sidurim, different Yiskals. So, Yiskadalti, Yiskanashti, Lene Agoyim. And what context? The war against Mechamis. Against Gog u'Magog, Shazi Yisgaldo Shmo Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu Dichsiv Zecharia Perk Yedalet Pasuk Tes V'Haya B'Yomahu Yashem Echad Shmo Echad. So, what day are we yearning towards? Let's set the stage. What we all want is V'Haya B'Yomahu Yashem Echad Shmo Echad. Even if you're learning like the Bali Yotei says, Yisgaldo Yiskadosh, we want God's name to be made great, to be holy. When is that really going to be achieved? As the Maral told us in Netzach Yisoper Chabez. This is the only tefillah that we're solely focused on the future. Lashon Asid, Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, Lashon future, all the time and dominating. We talk about the here and now. We talk about what Hashem did for us in the other. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have tefillos. We ask, we want bracha now, we want refuah now. This is solely focused, turning the spotlight exclusively on the Asid, on the future. Hence the prefix Yud, right? The Maral chapter 22 in Netzach, this tefillah is all about the Asid. Yiskadal v'Yiskadash is, I want God's name to be made great, to be made holy. When? When v'haya b'yumu yeh. And that's by Mechemes Gogomogo. As Rav David Kohn writes in Berachas Yavetz, what's Gogomogog all about? We know that Gog is the king of Magog. He's the Malbim writes in Yecheskel. We don't know his identity, and we won't know his true identity until it's revealed to us in Yemos HaMashiach, etc. Is it the Meshuggah, the leader of North Korea, Iran, Mechulei? We don't know. We don't yet know. There are different Ramosim in the Bible codes. Mechulei, some want to say North Korea. Different codes. We don't know. Gog is again, but why is his name Gog? So we mentioned in the past, Gog is fighting David. David is Dalus Vidalus, Dalit Vav Dalit, and his arch nemesis, his arch rival is Gog. Gimel Vav Gimel Gaiva Vagaiva. It's about Gaiva Vagaiva versus Dalus Vidalus. That's Gog. But not only that, what is Gog? Gog is Loshen Gog. What's Gog? Aruf. Aruf is a separation between him and the Almighty. Gog is coming to challenge God in the world. That's the final Muhammad. That's a Molech plus. Final Muhammad is there's no God in the world. There's no God. What is Gog all about? Gog is, I want a Gog, I want a roof, I want a mechitza, I want a separation. Right? God, Gimel Vav Dalet, it's a mixture of God's going to be revealed when Gog unites with David. Gog unites with David, that's God. Gimel Vav Dalet, nothing's coincidental. Agobonim, that's when God's name is going to be revealed like never before. You mix Gog and against David, that's when God's name is going to be revealed. Gog is Gog, he wants it. So what is David? It's all about making God's name great, releasing, breaking the barrier, breaking the Gog, and revealing Hashem's name like never before. Here we have a Chilul Shem Shemayim every day, all the anti-Semitism, the Shem Malchus, but in the future, that's going to be Yiskadav. See, Yiskadav, Yiskadav is focused solely on the future, and it's precisely taken from the Novi Zachariah with regards to the ultimate victory, destroying Gog, the king of Magog, and that will bring about the Giloy of Shmo Yisbarach. And thus, on the heels of that, Shmei Rabba, Yesh Mefarshim, continues the tour, that Shem Yud-Hei, Shabi Rabba, that were Mespalim, on the Shem Yud-Hei, Sheinu Sholim, Sheyiskad, the Viyiskanash, Vishayachzor, the Yosholim, and that's Leisa Gula, Sheinyinko Miyamolek, and he's going to destroy Yamolek, the nations of the world, and then Vahayabiyamu Yeshem Echad. Then he brings the Bali Yatesis, Varipir Shatab, that's the whole idea of the great name of God should be blessed forever and ever. So we're supposed to have both these kavanas in mind. In the end of the day, the tour sites that we have, both these in Yanam Aram. So in order to understand the Yesod of Kaddish, I think the way to start is with the Kaddish Yosef. And now, as we mentioned, we don't have Kaddish talked about in the Gemara. What we do have is the Gemara, the Anasotim, Amtesim, and Aleph. And what the Gemara says, and what is the world resting on? What is the world today resting on? A Kedusha de Sidra, Payeheshme Rabba de Agadata. On the Kedusha Sidra, and the Seder Kedusha, and the Kaddish, 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 and Uvalatziyim, as well as Vachen Yeheshme Rabba, writes Rashi, the Yeheshme Rabba Mavor Shon and Acher Hagada, after a Shir, after a drush, the darshan is Doresh Barabim, Bechol Shabbos, Hayanoagin Kach, Vishama Unik. So the world is standing on one, on the Kaddish, the Kedusha, the Sidra, the Kaddish of Uval Atziyah, with the Kedusha of Amin Yeheshme Rambo, the Kaddish that comes after Shir. Why? Because everyone's there at the Shir on Shabbos. Nobody's working, everyone's together, and there's a greater Kiddush Shem Shemayim when you have the Kavutsa, when you have everyone gathered together. Let's keep in mind this Rashi. And when Nikbotsim Kolam Lishmoa, everyone is there together, and they hear about the Galus of Torah, the Galus about the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they're enjoying the Torah. That's a Gevaldik Kiddushim Shemayim. Let's keep that in mind. That's what's keeping the world going. Now, let's understand the inyan of Kodesh Yosef. We know that the minig is that when a parent passes away, the ikur chiyuv of saying the Kodesh falls on the child. Let's take a look at the hand now, page 367 of a wonderful five-volume set by Yisachar Yaakovson, a Chakrin, called Nesiv Bina, Pirushim Biruri Alokasi, Yunim in the Siddur. This is a section, an addendum, where he talks about Kaddish. So page 367, this is a Chakran from Eretz Yisrael, and look at the first paragraph. Page 367, he writes as follows. Din miyucha tzrichim la'hakaddish l'munach Kaddish Yosem. We need to judge it separately. What's Kaddish Yosem all about? The Ramah. So I gave out two pages, two separate pages, but I only made 15 copies. So if you have this, some 367s,
yes.
If we could then share a little bit. It's two separate pages. So here, page 367, there's a Dimyuch, he quotes the Ramon Yordaya Simon Shinai and Vov and Siv Dalit. And the Ramon writes as follows, V'nimtza b'midrash shlomer kana shalav. It's brought down in various Midrash Chazal for a child to say. Now again, halacha l'maaseh, if there's no child, then we know there's a Seder HaDvarim, who then says the Kaddish. And it's brought down by the Kobo, by the Rivash, in the name of the Midrash Tanchuma, and the Sefri, and Rabbeinu Machai quoting the Maseches Kala, and the Beis Yosef quoting the Zohar, and the Or Zeruah quoting the Tanit of Eliyahu Rabba. Alkeino gulomar av aim Kaddish Basro, Yud Beis Chodesh. So, Yud Beis Chodesh, again we make it Yud Al Chodesh, because we're now machzik that the parent is going to be Nidon in Gehenim Yud Beis Chodesh. V'chein Nagul L'Hafter B'Novi Yispal Aras Motzi Shabbos Shuazman Shechozer Neshomos Gehenim U'Kshaben Mespalo U'Makadish Barabim Poda Ove V'Imo Mena Gehenim. And that's the Kobo quoting the Agos. As long as the son recites Kaddish, he redeems the parents if they have to suffer at all in Gehenim. Saying the Kaddish takes the parent out of Gehenim. V'Nagul Omer Kaddish Olay M'Chulay. Okay. Eila Diver Rebbeinu Machai brings down that Indian. If you go to the end of the paragraph, who Adil Omer B'Shvilo Kaddish or Shum Brach Beis Knesses Metzibor Kamo. What's the Maaser Akiva? And the source of it all is the Arzaruah. Why Kaddish Yosem? Everyone brings the Maaser of Akiva. So let's remember, we have the Gemara doesn't say the Makar. We have the Gemara in Brachos Dav Gimel. Yeshua God. We talked about Yeshua Rav, Shabbos Kufi Testament Base. Rishum Levi, anyone who says Yehishmei Rabba b'chol kavanoso koron l'gzardino shishim shona. So we know about Yehishmei Rabba. We know about Yehishmei Rabba that we just said of Gadato Gemara Diana Sota. But what is the whole Kaddish? The whole lineage of saying the whole Kaddish. Let's take a look. Ikar Hamakor the Kaddish Yosim, and I don't think anything's coincidental. Ikar Hamakor, the main source for Kaddish Yosim is what the Or Zeruah, one of the Gedolei Rishon Ritzon Yitzchak Mivina, and after in 1260, and he learned by the Maram Meirotemurg also the Rebbe of the Rosh, and the Or Zeruah Masechah Shabbos brings the following story. Now we're going to run through it quickly, so I know you listen quickly, let's read quickly also. I said a shir in Staten Island on Sunday. They said, Rabbi, everyone in your shir follows you. You talk so fast. I said, they used to me by now. They don't want to listen quickly. So let's read quickly. That's our minhag. The Yosem gets up and he says Kaddish. Of Albert Savas, but in France, I don't see the minhag. No, it's in France. But our minhag is right. Our minhag is right. We have the child get up and say Kaddish at the end of davening. Why? Mishamaisa Shahaya. What was the Maisa Shahaya? Maisa Rabbi Akiva Shirah Damechot Shayor Meshacher Kepacha. Vayatoin Rosha Ketan El Saratun and Vayrats Ritzus Asuos. There was a Maisa Rabbi Akiva. You saw a person who was fully naked and he was blackened like the blacksmith. And he was carrying on his head these 10 different burdens and he was running like as fast as the horse. Gozo Rabbi Akiva Mido Vamarlos. He said, stop in your tracks. Yid, where are you going? Lama Dosa Vodakosha. Why are you doing this crazy stuff? If you're a slave to someone and your master is making you run around like the Meshuggah, he's obviously mistreating you because your face is all black and you're running around like a Meshuggah. I'll redeem you. And if you have nothing to eat, you're starving and that's why your face is all black, and I'll go in and I'll give you money. Please, don't hold me back. Those who are appointed to watch over me, they're going to get angry with me. What are you doing, man? Who's watching over you? Mesu. He says, I'm a mace. Now, not everyone gets to see a mace, but this is Rabbi Akiva, the Tano Loki. And Rabbi Akiva met up with someone who passed away. And every day the Malachi Chavolo, I sinned greatly. And every day they send me to go out and chop wood. And they burn me over and over again every day in that fire. What was your malach? I was a tax collector, and I wasn't a good person. And what did I do? I was of the Rosh Am, and I showed favoritism to the wealthy, and I killed the poor people, and I didn't do a good job. Did you hear anything? Is there a way to fix you? Please, Rabbi Akiva, don't hold me back. They're chasing after me. They're going to get upset if I'm slow. I got to collect the firewood. They're going to get angry at me, and there is no takana. However, I heard something it can't be. Shemoli hayelazani benchu omid mekal veomer baruch Hashem baruch onach baruch Hashem baruch liyol nevoid o yomer yiskadel veonach v'yesh v'ram baruch. I heard from the achriya pargud after the grapevine that I heard from them that if I would have a son and that son would get up at the yomer and say baruch Hashem baruch and would cause everybody in the tzibur to say baruch Hashem baruch liyol nevoid, or he would say Yiskado, and he would cause the tzibur to say Yeshvin Rabba, Mian Matir no Sishman Apronis. I heard that that will go in and be Matzalim for Ponis, Vio Sishlu, and Yach Ben Biolam, Azavishtim Aberis. But what happened? He left to bring the wife. He didn't leave a bit in the world. Vain Yudayim, Tainlet Zuchar, Mimalamdo. Who's going to teach him? Shane Losish Obolam. He doesn't have anyone who loves him and knows him. Moses Shaw, what happened? Kiva loved Rabbi Akiva. Leilech Lachbosim, hold the bed. He left a pregnant wife when he died from this world. So he went to go ahead and do research. Maybe his wife gave birth to a son. And the son wouldn't know anything. But you know what? I'll teach him Torah. Kadesh, Yom Dutorah, Yom Dutorah, Yom Dutorah. I'll teach him how to say Kaddish. I'll teach him how to daven for the Amud. And I'll have him give his father a takana. Amalo Mashmech, Amalo Makiva. What's the name of the city? He asked about the child. He was a Rosha. He killed the poor people and he only liked the rich. So he asked, inquired about the wife. What about the son? He's off the beaten track. He didn't even get a bris milah. Miyad Natalu Rabbi Akiva Malu. Rabbi Akiva found the little boy and he gave him Rabbi Smila. Voshiva Lafanov the Aloha Yamakabo Torah and Sheyushav Lov Mem Yom Batinus. He tried teaching this boy. The boy was a total Amoritz. He tried teaching him Alapes. Who's going to teach him Alapes? Rabbi Akiva, who himself didn't know Alapes for 40 years, he says, this is my Achrayus. I'm going to teach him Alapes. And he sits and teaches him Alapes, but he wasn't Machabal. He wasn't. So what did he do? Rabbi Akiva fasted 40 days. Acheyatza Basko Vyamul Rabbi Akiva Leich Balami. Oh, you fasted 40 days. Now I'm going to give the boy siyata d'shma. He's going to never learn. Halach v'lam d'Torah kriya shma v'yirchas brachas brachas amazon. V'emidu l'fnei akal. Rabbi Akiva stood him up before the tzibor, and he said, Baruch Hashem v'varach v'ano akal. And this mom sounds like a drama. This is a true story. He's one of the Rishonim bringing this down. And this is the source of Kaddish Yosom, or Zeruah. And he taught him, and he anu akamar kashem rokli alamad yiskadel yeheshmei rabba and biyosu shamiyadit tura meisman upon us, and that saved his father, and they took the father out of Gehenna. Miyad bar the Rabbi Akiva b'chalom that Russia, who now was released from Gehenna and from all his pranis because his son got up and said kaddish in the tzibur, came to Rabbi Akiva in a dream, and he said to him, he rots mafnei Hashem she tanuach daitcha b'gan Eden, and you should have a lichta gan Eden. Why she talta osi midino shagana. And you got my son to say Kaddish, and you saved me from Gehenna. Miyad pasach Rabbi Akiva Amar, Yehi Shimcha Hashem Liolam Hashem Zichrcha L'Dov Rador. V'chein Matzah Mori V'Losa Mirmaizah Tanavil Yorabo Tekatan Omer Yiskada Matzah Vava Minapranis. We already have a Tanavil Yorabo, which is Miuchas Teliyo Hanavi, and we have already Miuchas Teliyo Hanavi, that any son who says Yiskada saves the father Minapranis. Peledekar Zeruah Nechasham Simanun. Unbelievable. Son is Matzvonis. Now, let's ask Akasha. This is not coincidental. This is happening to Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't it happen to Rabbi Meir? Why not to Rabbi Yeshua? To any other Tana? It's Rabbi Akiva Mitzvah. Many of that. They all knew about miracles. There's a deeper thing going on over here. Why it's Dafka Rabbi Akiva? Where is the first source of Kaddish? First source of Kaddish. We so quoted a Gemara in Brachas, Taf Gimel and Aleph, Rabbi Yossi, the Tanoim. Maybe it's got to be something even earlier. So listen to this. A Targum Yerushalmi. Targum Yerushalmi and Parshas Vayechi.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
A posuk in Vayechi that we all know well, Memtes posuk Aleph. Vayikra Yaakov Abonov, Avayomra Hiasva, Vagidi Lachem Esa Sheyikra Eschem Achra Seyomim. He gathers all his children together, and he wants to give them a parting message. This is the Bechir Shabbos. This is the one who corresponds to the Bracha Kel HaKadosh. He is called the Kadosh B'Tachtonim, the Gemara Megillah. He is called an Aloka B'Tachtonim. He is the number one of the others. He is Yaakov, we are the B'nai Yaakov, B'nai Yisrael. So what's the parting message? Remember, a parent's final words to a child. This is big stuff here. What's the parting message? So we all know the Gemara M'Sachem and Vav, Amar Aleph, and it's a Medrash and Vav Rabba, gathers them together, and he says, I want to see you, you all tzaddikim. And the sons say, Tati, don't worry, we're all tzaddikim. Shema Yisrael, Yisrael Sabbath, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We know it then. What does Yaakov answer back? Basically, Baruch Sheikah Machus Elon. And the Rambam writes, Rechaz Kriya Shema. We know they go together. It starts with Shema Yisrael. It's got to be coupled with Baruch Shem. That's a nusach that we have. And why don't we say Baruch Shem out loud? Because it didn't make its way into Torah Shavasav. Moshe Benu didn't say it. Okay, different nuschos in the Roshim. We don't say Baruch Shem. That's a nusach that all the chazals that we dealt with our whole lives. Listen to a Targum Yerushalmi. Unbelievable. I'm going to read you the Yayin HaTov. It's not a barrel wine. It's a relative of a barrel wine. He wrote a Perush translating the Aramaic of the Targumim, where they add certain chedushim, and he called the two volumes set Yayin HaTov. His name was Rav Vine. So Rav Vine called it Yayin HaTov, uncle of Rebera Wine. So he quotes the Yerushalmi. I'm going to read you the Hebrew, not the Aramaic. Listen to the Yerushalmi on the Pasuk in Reichim Emtas Aleph. Vayikra Avinu Yaakov Abonu V'yom Lehem. He'as v'vagidu lachem. Gather together, and I'm going to tell you. Keitz ha'gonis sodas tzfunim umatan tzchar mashal tzadikim va'on sheyem mashal rishon. Gather together, and I'm going to tell you what's going on in the future. Olam Haba. I'm going to tell you about the reward that's hidden away for tzadikim in the future and the punishments of the wicked. Avetzilu shal Eden Ma'u. I'm going to tell you what the shade of what Gan Eden's all about. So they gathered together as one. Yosef, his son, the viceroy over Egypt, had a beautiful ornamental golden bed. Yaakov was lying horizontal on that golden bed. Vayishav Yisrael Amitzi sat up a little bit, and all his children encircled him. Mamish, this is a vidui. This is the last message he's giving to his children. And Mevakshim Shiagulem Ketsa Brachas Venachamas. And they all asked Tati, Yisrael Saba, please tell us the end of all the brachas, tell us the Zman Agula, tell us all the Nechamas. When it was revealed to Yaakov, now it was taken away from him. Nistimu Einov Kayadua. Mishinivtach Lo Hashar, Gurish Mimedo. It was taken away. Sachozer Avinu Yaakov, Vibrachas Bonav, Ishkamaisa Vatovim Berachosal. He says it's time to give a bracha, final parting blessings to my dear children. Kashernis Asu Shne Masar Shifte Yaakov. They thought that what he's going to reveal to them, the arrangement of all the brachas and all the chumas, and then it was concealed on Avinu Yaakov, Avram Abba, Shal Avi. Avram, Abba Shalavi Yatzim and Absul Yishmael, the Chol B'nei Keturah. My grandfather, Avram Avinu, he had Absul. He had Yitzchak, but he also had Yishmael and all the B'nei Keturah. The Yitzchak Avi Yatzim and Absul, Esav Achi. He also had Absul. See, here am I am in my death, but V'nei Yori Shalu Yeh B'neichem Ish Li Mocholik Alecha L'alecha Slavin Olam Achirim. Maybe there's going to be one of my children also, just like Yishmael, just like Esav, is also going after foreign gods. Onu Shneim Asar Shivdi Yaakov. Don't worry, Tati. Kolam Keach. Everybody, they all said as one, Shema Mimenu Yisrael Avinu Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does Yaakov answer back? On the Yaakovinu V'Omar. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach Leome Omen. What does he answer back? And I like the Gemara in Brachos, the Yerushalmi, Targum Yerushalmi, says, what do you answer back? Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach Leolam Omei. In the first instance of Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach is who gave us the gift? Now it's Gevaldik. Who gave us the gift of making the name of Hashem great? Yehei Shmei Yaakov Avinu. When did he give us that gift? Only when all the children were righteous, were all tzaddikim and circling around him. And when did he give us the gift of Yehoshua Gun Mavrach Liolam Amaya? When everybody was gathered together. Let's remember Rashi in Asota. What do we see from Rashi? What's the Kiddush Hashem? And what? What's keeping the world going? Shadar Shindorish Barabim Bechol Shabbos Hayinogin Kach Veshama Yunikbatsin Kol Am Lishmoa. Everybody gathered together. That's the Kiddush Hashem. Everyone gathering together. Yaakov gives us a gift only when all the clients at the time was gathered together, all encircling him on his deathbed, and he gives the world the gift. Writes the Medrash, he gave us the gift of Shema Yisrael. Where do we get Shema Yisrael from? The one who gave us the gift of Shema Yisrael was Yaakov Avinu. The one who gave us the gift of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusu. His name should be made great. And who gave us the gift of Yehishmei Rabbah. Yaakovino gave us the gift of Yehishmei Rabbah. The Phineas Daiti, look at what's unfolding before our eyes. We know the Arizal and Shar Gagulim, the Arizal, the Kutei Torah, Parshav Eichi. Who was the Gilgal of Yaakov Avinu? Rabbi Akiva was the Gilgal of Yaakov Avinu. Akiva, Yaakov, their names comprise the identical letters. Rabbi Akiva marries Rachel because his predecessor, reincarnate Yaakov, married Rachel, the Iker that curse Abayas. Yaakov was missing 22 years of serving his father Yitzchak. Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, Perk Beis, Seder on Rabbo, and Chagiga Dafyad Beis Amin Aleph, Rabbi Akiva was Mishamish, his Rebbe Nochemish Gamzu, for 22 years. The Phineas Daiti is the final ticket for the 22 years that Rabbi Akiva needed to serve Nochemish Gamzu for 22 years to make up for the 22 years that Yaakov missed out on serving Yitzhak Avinu. Yaakov Avinu gives us the gift of Yehishmei Rabbah Mavarach. His whole life was what was to bring about Shem Yisrael into the world. Who could bring the name Yisrael into the world? Writes Ramban and Emor, Avraham Avinu introduced the concept of Yisrael, start out the nation that would one day be Yisrael. But who brought the name Yisrael down to this world? La Maisa. Who's the one who conquered evil? Who's the one who fought with Soro Shalesov, the originator of Amalek, and destroyed him? Who's the one? It's Yaakov who can destroy Ve'yavu Yaakov Sholei. Who is connected to Shlemus? Yaakov Ishtam. He's the Ish that is Sholei. He comes home Sholem. Sholem B'Tarasu B'Mamonim Magufo. Yaakov is Shlemus. Who's going to make the name of a Kodesh Ruchu great? Who's going to make the name Sholei? That's going to mean another than Yaakov. You know, Yaakov is the Bechir Shabbos. Yaakov is the one to make God's name great. He's the one to destroy evil. He's the one to fight love and the one to fight Esav. The one to give us the koach to defeat Esav Arosha. He's the one to fight Esav, to defeat Esav, to defeat the originator of Amalek. That's Yaakov. You know, that's the Bechir Shabbos. He is the one we see Targum Yerushalmi, the earliest source of Yehishmei Rabbah, who gives us the gift of Yehishmei Rabbah. Now, we spoke many times about how David HaMelech is the king of sevens. We said David is Gematria 14, seven doubled over. He was the seventh son of Yishai. He marries Bathsheba, the seventh wife. Her name was Bathsheba, the daughter of seven. And he's all about seven. Sheva Yom Heltich, chapter 119, 167, and tell him he's the one who praises God seven times a day. He goes for seven pillows. When he's six, starts his kingship at Hebron for 7 years. He dies on Shabbos, the seventh day of the week. He dies in Shavuos after seven times seven. He's born in Shavuos seven times seven. David is the king of sevens. What we haven't spoken about so much is that Phineas Daiti. David might be the king of sevens, but who's the Av of sevens? Who's the father of seven? Who created the concept of representing the number seven, even before David will emerge on the scene? Phineas Daiti, let me read you from a long shtickle of mine. I'm not reading you all 80 pages. Don't worry. But I'm just going to read you a few paragraphs from pages 60 and 61 of a piece on Yaakov and David. This is called The Av of Sevens, a piece that I haven't yet published, but let's listen to the following. As we might expect, Yaakov, who like David played a pivotal role in setting the stage for the Kates, who's the first one who had the koch to be Megala the Kates, to give us a glimpse of the Kates Achros Hayamim? Yaakovino. He was given it, but then it was taken away. So the first one to give us the connection to the Asid is Yaakovino. He himself has numerous ties to the number seven. Listen to the following. He received seven brachas from his father Yitzchak, and through them, seven kochos of Kedusha, as the Sefer Mikna writes in Kedusha. He bowed before Esav seven times. He fled from Lavan and traveled for 7 days and descended into Golas Mitzrayim with a total of 70 people. In the midst of his trek to Egypt, Hashem appeared to Yaakov Yisrael in a dream, and there appears on the top of the letter Sin of the name Yisrael, seven Tagin, seven crowns. The Baal HaTurim explains that the seven Tagin allude to seven Tzaras that Yaakov Avinu endured in his lifetime. He built a seventh altar. He built the seventh Mizbeach, completing the work of the Elvis, who collectively built and sacrificed upon seven Mizbechos. And he was the seventh Tzaddik, right? So Beinu Bechai, to build the Mizbeach. Upon leaving home, Yaakov first stopped at the yeshiva of Aver to learn without sleep for 14 years, seven doubled over. As his journey continued, he first wed at the age of 84. What is 84? 12 times 7. The number of sons he would eventually produce, 12. 7 times 12, the number of sons he would produce, 84, that's when he first got married. Together with his two principal wives, Rachel and Leah, they brought the total of Avos and Imos to 7. To a sense of completion. He first had to work 7 years, twice, in return for Rachel and Leah's respective hands in marriage. And with Leah, ultimately his primary childbearing wife, he produced 7 children, 6 boys and 1 girl. Leah begot all the children in the 7th month of pregnancy, and all of Yaakov's children, except for Binyanim, were born to him in a span of 7 years, writes the Medrash Seder Olam Rabbah, and Pirkei Lozer, and a Parshas Vayetze, which not coincidentally happens to be the 7th Parsha from the beginning of Bereishis. And the 7th Parsha is when he gives birth to all his children in a span of 7 years. His name, Yaakov's name, yields a gematria of 182, the same as Shem Havaya 26 multiplied by 7. 7 times 26 is 182. Alluded to writes the Arizal on the Pasuk, noting Yaakov's departure from Be'er Sheva. That's where he left. Throughout his lifetime, Yaakov was blessed a total of 7 times in 7 different places. And he lived a total of 147 years. 21 a multiple of 7 times 7. Representative of a Chazak of Shlemus, as 147 equals 49 plus 49 plus 49. Not surprisingly, he was mourned upon his death for 70 days. And the concept of sitting Shiva 7 days first appears in conjunction with this passing in Parshas Vayechi. He was a Tam and a Sholem, and he longed to disclose the end of days when a sense of Shlemus will finally descend upon the world, the end that must arrive by the onset of the Elef HaShvi, the 7th millennium. Avodah Zorah 9a, Sanhedrin 97a. The world is destined to last 6,000 years. Yimos Mashiach will be that 7,000th year, 6,000 to 7,000. Who is going to bring us to that year, the one who is the Av of Sevens, connecting with the King of Sevens, Yaakov and David. Yaakov is Midas Teferis, David is Midas Amachos. They together bring us to the Zman HaKeitz. Yaakov is the first one who is going to be Megala the Keitz. He can reveal itself back. The world isn't worthy. Who is going to bring us to the Zman HaKeitz? Only the descendant of David, the King of Sevens, Mashiach Ben David, a descendant of David. He's going to be the one to make and materialize. Now it's Kabbalah. The first one at the Koch to be Megala the Keitz, already be connected to Achrus Hayom, the end of the Golos. That's Yaakov Avinu. The one to bring us there, Lamais, is David. Amela, who's the one to fight against Gog-Magog, to destroy Gog-Magog? That's going to be a descendant to Mashiach ben David. David's going to fight against Gog. What's going to happen to Mechaz Gomog? That's the Makor of Yeskadel v'Yeskadesh. That's when God's name is going to be made great and it's made holy. But who already set the stage for the Zman HaKeitz? Who already was in tune with the Zman HaKeitz? The one who was all about the Av of Sevens? The one who already wanted to be Megala the Keitz? The one who already started taking us there? Who is that Yaakov? Who gave us the gift of Yehoshua Rabbah? Yaakov, gives us the gift of Yehoshua Rabbah before he leaves this world. Who's the one to give us the Matana Lamaisa? It had to be a Gilgal of Yaakovina Befrat, Rabbi Akiva. He's the one to Mamash give us this gift. Oh, now it's even better. Listen to Rabbi Shimon Schwab. What's this Indian of saying Kaddish all about? I write to Shimon Schwab as follows. Listen to this. He's talking about Kaddish Yosom, page 253 of Rav Schwab on prayer. And we have Kedusha, Kaddish Rechol, based on an age-old Takana, the so-called Kaddish Yosom is the Kaddish said by an orphan in honor of his father and mother who have departed this world. This is a form of Kibbut Avei, a mitzvah which does not cease when the father and mother are no longer with us in the flesh. As Chazal teach, you have to be mechabdo abachayev umechabdo b'moso kedusha l'manalef on base. There are various midrashim which tell you the important significance of a son saying kaddish in honor of his father or mother after they have passed away, while their neshamas are purifying in Gehenna or are subjected to some other form of heavenly punishment for any wrongdoing in Averis during their lifetime. These neshamas are greatly benefited by the son saying kaddish and causing 10 Jews to say Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach. Okay? And we have a Zohar that he also brings. What's the reason for this? Listen to Rav Shimon Schwab. The reason for this is because the son or any child is an extension of his father or mother. The son is the leg, the extension of the parent. The child represents what is left of the father or mother in this world after they have died. By virtue of the existence of his children, a part of the parent's body still exists. As long as the children, the descendants, are here in this world, and again, biological children, or therefore, at the moment when the Avel says Kaddish in honor of his father or mother, he may not realize it, but he is really speaking in the name of his father or mother, because there's a part of the father or mother. Listen to this insight of Rav Shimon Schwab. You're not saying Kaddish for the father or mother. When you say Kaddish, you're saying the Kaddish as if the father or mother is saying the Kaddish. He may not realize it, but he's speaking in the name of his father or mother. It is his father or mother who is imploring the assembled congregation. It's the father or mother, the deceased, through the living child, asking the child to be the shliach as the extension of the parent. I'm using the vehicle of my child, my extension in this world, to implore the tzibor present. Tzibor, yeskaldo v'yeskada shmei rabba. And when the congregation responds, yehi shmei rabba mevarach li'olam amad, this is a great schus for the neshama of his parents and the highest form of kibbut avei. Originally, how many Kaddishim do we say every day? Did we say last week? How many Kaddishim do you say every day? Seven. Now, coincidental, who's the Av of Sevens? Yaakov Avinu. Who's the King of Sevens? David HaMelech. Phineas Daiti. Yaakov Avinu, Alpi, the Targum Yerushalmi, Imam Tes Aleph Vayichi. He's the one to give the world the Heshmei Rabbah. He's the one to get things started. What do we know about Yaakov Avinu? Tainus Daf Heyman Beis. What do you know about Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu, though Meis, he never really died. How do we know he didn't die? The Gemara brings the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. And Hukashula Zaro. Ma Zaro Bechayim. Hafu Bechayim. Yaakov doesn't die. Now listen what's happening over here. Rav Shimon Trav is telling us the Yesoda Kaddish is Borkar Devua. When you get up to speak, it's as if your parents, you're acting as the Shliach, imploring the Tzibur. And now Yaakov Avinu is on his deathbed. Yaakov Avinu is about to die. But he doesn't really die. Why? Yaakov Avinu Lameis, because he's Hukashu Lazaro. His children live on forever. The spirit of Yaakov lives on forever through his children. Who gave the world this Yesod that the spirit of the parent lives on through the child? Yaakov, Hukashu Lazaro, Mazar Bachayim. And what's the last thing Yaakov says to its children? They say Shema Yisrael. What's his response? Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mabach Li Olamaya. Kizik Yehei Shmei Rabbah. He's already alluding to them. You want to keep the parents alive. Children, you want to keep me alive. You want to keep my spirit alive in the context of continuing the Ruach of Yaakov Avinu, keeping him alive forever. What does he do? I'm giving you guys the secret. Say Yehei Shmei Rabbah. And Yaakov Avinu leaves this world. He doesn't leave this world. His children are alive. He's alive. Comes along is Gilgal, Rabbi Akiva Osios Yaakov. Rabbi Akiva is the Gilgal of Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Akiva sees his son, and he sees that he's got to find out who's going to be Matzal. He goes and he finds the son. As long as the son was alive, he could still be Poder. The Nefesh from Paranus and Ganem. It's Dafka Rabbi Akiva. He's the Medrash. He's the Taniva. He's the one who gives us the world. Who makes a Lamaisa. I'm telling you, Lamaisa. Where did he get it from? It was in his Neshama. Of course it was in his Neshama. Because he was Yaakov Avinu all over again. So he Lamaisa brings down Amin Yeshua Rabbi. He finds the son. And the son is the one to go ahead and bring about the final Tikkun. Unbelievable. No wonder in Kaddish, as we said the other week, we say Divra Chirusei in Kaddish. What does it mean? The Aramaic is Debrach Rosei, that Hashem created the world, Kirusei, Karav Asei, like his Ratzon. Hashem created the world in accordance with his Ratzon. But what's the Remez? Brokari Diavua. The Son is the extension of the Father. In Kaddish, what does the Son say? Divrach Kirusei. I am not external Nakuda, my Father. I am my Father. I'm the Hemshech of my Father. I'm the leg of my Father. Leg in the fall of Phineas Daiti, and why are you highlighting the leg? Because Amalek Yaakov, you think you're going to bring us the Zamana Kates? We can have Zamana Kates as long as there's Amalek in the world. Where did Amalek get us? Amalek got us. He got Bakaf Yerach Yaakov. He got us in the legs. He got us in the feet. He got us Rashi brings in the Tzatzayim. He got us in the children. Who's going to come back Sholem? Yaakovino, only when what? When he says, look at the children that I produced. I produced all Shleimim. Yaakov is alive as long as the children are alive. In the context of all the children, his Skaptu, they come to, when do we say Kaddish? Only when you're Makabit's Dalma, Dover Shabagdusha. You need to have a million of people. You need to have at least 10 people. You need to have them all around. You need to have the Kiddush Shemayim is when you have a Skavtu, Rashi told us. His Skavtu is Asfu. He gathers the children together. He says, you think I'm leaving this world? I'm not dying. As long as my children are all tzaddikim, they're all around. There'll be a Kiddush Shemayim. We have the power of the legs back. You are the power of my legs, Brokara Diavua. And in Kaddish, what's the child going to say? Devrachiru say, I am the Brokara Diavua. On the extension, that's the one who's going to redeem from Gehenna. And it's Dafka Rabbi Akiva to go ahead and bring it home. It's Dafka Rabbi Akiva to go ahead and be Mashlim. He is the Gilgal of Yaakov Avinu, and that's the expression, the manifestation on a day-to-day basis through the seven Kaddishim that we say. Yaakov is Gematria 182 because he's seven Giluyim of Shem Havaya. 26 times 7, 182. And that is Yaakov Avinu. Kaddish, say it seven times a day. That's seven times. Be Megala, the Shem of Havaya. That's 182. Every time you say Kaddish, it's bringing Yaakov Avinu back to life. Because every time the son says Kaddish, he's being mamshich the lineage and the legacy of his parents Viter. He's being mamshich the chiyus of his parents Viter. That is the gift that Yaakov gave us. He gave us this manakeitz, which is what? The continuity of the Jewish people, the perpetuity, the hamshechiyah to the Jewish people. That's Yaakov Avinu Ayadei his bonim. That's Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Mamelo, the son will say it for the father, because the son is the ben, the binyan, the binyanim, the building blocks on the father, the brokara devua, devrach ruse, et davka Rabbi Akiva. That's the Ozerua, that's the whole story that gives us the Kaddish. As we just close, Tevrach Hussein, and then we still need one more shir going through word for word. We have to know what exactly are we saying, but let me leave you this week with Rav Soloveitchik. Just leave you with Rav Soloveitchik. The Rav Soloveitchik mentioned a story. He heard from a Simcha Zilig Roger, the dying of Brisk, who once accompanied Rav Chaim to a town in Latvia on the Baltic Sea to visit a second cousin, Rav Chaim, who was a follower of Chabad. So they got there and they opened up a sefer of Chabad called Magen Avos. In his preamble, the author cites a famous disagreement between the Jewish sages regarding the reason of creation. Why did Hashem create the world? There's a big machlokas in the Baalei Machshava. Some claim that God created the world in order to enhance His glory. Others contended that the creation was a function of God, who as the supreme practitioner of Chesed wanted to share with others. Ramchal, Lehitiv HaMabrius. By definition, a true Baal Chesed is driven to share his wealth with others. Okay, that's the Arizal, that's Rav Chaim Vital, that's Ramchal, etc. Rav Simcha Zolo told the Rav that Rav Chaim, his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, immediately reacted to these two positions, saying that even though they're both correct, why did Hashem create this world? He created this world for two main reasons. Number one, Lechvodi Barasif, to manifest the glory of God, to enhance His glory, and to do Chesed with Briosef, and to give them a place of earning the reward, and to give them schar. Rav Chaim said they're both correct, but the ultimate toelis is unknown, and the world was created, why? Because of His will and His desire. That's the Ratzon Hashem. The purpose of creation was to carry out God's will, whatever it may be. Rav Chaim cited a proof from the text of the Kaddish, in which we recite, Yiskadah v'yiskadish me'rabo, bi'amo divra chirusei. In the world, divra, that Hashem created, chirusei, and what? According to His will. Chirusei, kiritsono. That's the Aramaic of His will. Meaning what? Why did God create it? We don't know the exact reason, but that is His will. His will is, our job is, to go out and carry out the will. He wanted the world to go ahead and be mative in Briosef, to do chesed with Briosef, but he also wanted it to bring out the honor and glory of God. When is the glory of God going to be manifest? Only after Mechemes Gog Magog V'Haya B'Yom Hu Yashem Echor Ishmo Echor. Yaakovinu and Rabbi Akiva together start Yehishmei Rabbah and make Yehishmei Rabbah L'maisa by giving us the gift and making us say Kaddish seven times to bring out the name and the great name of God. But when is it going to be Yeskada V'Yeskadash? Only when David, the king of sevens, is going to have a Mashiach ben David, not him, but one of his sons, one of the Binyanim of David HaMelech will come. Mafai Gog Magog will bring the Shem Yisrael into the world like never before. Kisarisa, then we're going to be on top of the world, and then we're going to have Yiskada v'Yiskadash destroying Gog Magog. We're going to have Ayhayi b'Yomahu Yeshem Echor Ishma Echor. The name of God will be made great forever and ever. Amela, Yaakov and David together is the tziruf of the ultimate Shlemus. That's why Yaakovina was the one who corresponds to Torah Shevach Sav. Yaakov is the Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Olin. Keneged Havaya Yudke Vavke writes the Vilna Gaon and all the Bein Balei Machshava. And who's Keneged Torah Shapeh? David HaMelech. That's why it's Adonis Aleph Dalanun Yud Gematria 65 Gematria Heichal Hashem. Who builds the Heichal? The Heichal Hashem is David HaMelech who builds the Heichal. That's 65. He gives us the sense of Machos that Hashem is the Adon over the world. Shem Havaya and David, you need Yaakov Keneged Havaya. David Keneged Adonis. They come together. That's going to be the ultimate Heichal. That's going to be Yiskada V'Yiskada. They brought the koach of Yehishmei Rabbah into the world. David's descendant is going to make it Lamaisa Yiskada v'Yiskadash. We destroy Gog Magog. Stay tuned next week. We're going to take it apart piecemeal. We'll see you after the Shema.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.